We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One of the things that we're following today is whether or not the plaintiffs who successfully paused the removal of the Lee statue on Monument Avenue will petition for a rehearing today. Whether that will be accepted, whether there'll be another pause. It sounds like Governor Northam is prepared to, in some ways, kind of pull a LeVar Stoney. Hey, I've got a green light right now. I'm doing it. And once the statue's down, you know it isn't going back up. And I'm going to take advantage of this window to take that big step. So we'll be following that very closely today. Earlier this morning, I did have a guest on who indicated that the plaintiff's attorneys had sent a formal notice to Attorney General Mark Herring saying, we do plan to ask for a rehearing, but will that pause anything? I don't know. We will keep you up to date as we get more information. Former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder is with us this morning, and I'm always appreciative when he's willing to join us on the program. You know, he represented Richmond in the House of Delegates, in the state Senate. He was lieutenant governor. He became the governor of Virginia, and not as a footnote, it's important that he was the first African-American governor in America. And I wonder how you're feeling today. When you were growing up in Richmond and saw this particular statue on Monument Avenue, did you think, I really wish this wasn't here? Are you happy that tomorrow may happen? Do you think it's a distraction? What's going on in your mind?
Well, it's good to be with you, John.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
When I was growing up in Richmond, I would go to church at 14th and Broad Streets. That was First African Baptist Church. So we would also have to, we had the occasion to walk over to the state capitol. And we would see the prisoners out there cutting the grass, et cetera, et cetera. And we could not walk through the Capitol.
Oh, really? You couldn't walk into Capitol Square?
One more time. No, you could walk into the Capitol Square and walk in the grounds, but you could not walk into the Capitol itself.
Is that right?
No. We could not go in there at that time. And well, I guess maybe why, because we were youngsters. And so we couldn't quite make it up as far as Monument Avenue. You would have to walk up there or catch something to go up there. So Monument Avenue was not there, but there were sufficient statues around the Capitol that reminded you of what was going on. I don't know that those statues have been removed as such at the state capitol.
Right. I don't think so. The ones on the grounds, I think you're right. I think that is stable.
Yes. Now, you said stable?
I think they're relatively stable. They took down the Harry Bird statue, as you know, but I don't
know. Oh, yes. You're absolutely right. So my question, I guess what I'm saying to you is, there are more things to me that resonate as to what I could not do and what people could not do at that time. And so I'm not saying that there are those who are engaging in political capital as it relates to the removal or not removing the statues. I understand some of the concerns that people had who said they'd had this agreement with the state. The more important thing, John, to me, is the living statues to racism, the things that still abound as it relates to what is going on. Look at the Virginia General Assembly called upon to spend $3.5 billion for the state's needs. Mm-hmm. So did anyone have any say-so as to how that money was spent? My one-word definition of politics, as you know, has always been money. Can you, can the people of Virginia, if you had to ask anyone on your show at any time, do you approve of how that money was spent? The answer would have to be, we don't know how it was spent.
They wouldn't have a clue. Now, you're right.
They would not have a clue. Now, why is that? And who gets really left out when those kinds of things continue to take place? So I would say to those, and I'm not taking away from their interest and their effects of wanting to remove the statue, but I remember something that I read as a youngster coming up, written by Longfellow, "Let the dead past bury the dead," mm-hmm. which means live in the present. What are we doing now? Of all of the monies that were spent, not one dime was spent on historical black colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. Not a penny. And we know why they are black colleges and universities, because of segregation. Then who can you name to me that you know of that is articulating for that to have been remedied and to for that to have been changed?
Only you. When I last night preparing for the opportunity to talk to you, that was one of the stories I made note of, is that you had asked for money to go to HBCUs. And you
know what some of the responses have been? Hmm. Well, we're going to be all over it. Or that's going to be on my wish list. Hell, I didn't run for office to be creating a wish list. I wanted a demand list. Demand this, or the people should know. And so, going back to your original question as to what it means to the removal of the statue, when I fought against those who did not want Arthur Ashe's statue on Monument Avenue, I did so because I knew his would be a monument to the living, to right. the cause of the living. And that's why I'm so pleased to see Paul Gasquale, who was the author of the statue, who put the, who created the statue, with a book in one hand for Arthur Ashe and a tennis racket in the other, and the kids looking up what he was saying to them. And I know this from experience with Arthur. Education is key. If education is key, then why aren't we directing more efforts towards eradicating the disparate funds for education, K through 12, high school, as well as what's going on in terms of the turnovers in many of our universities in terms of black professorships? Let's deal with these issues. And who's doing it? And you've answered it already to a degree. But my point in answering you in terms of how I feel about whether they will remove the statute or not, okay, do it if you choose, if you can, if it's legal. However, it changes absolutely nothing.
Well, that's the sad situation. It strikes me as a huge debate over which color to paint the house as the house collapses. And I recognize the symbolism for a lot of people in the community on, I don't want to say both sides, but boy, we've got such huge problems that this is surprising. We've spent so much time debating this when just a few blocks away there's some kids, the next generation of white kids and black kids, who really could be bad spot.
Look at other things that are going on. The Virginia Employment Commission can't get the monies to the people mm-hmm. who are entitled to those monies and funds. The Department of Education, the top 13 positions in education, are held. Not a single person of color there? Why? And whose responsibility is that? And when you look at the evictions and the billions of dollars that of being not being provided for the people? Why not? Who? It's those who are supposedly representing the people, and they are not. And why are they not? They are the real issues that should be brought forth. And those who are not doing it should be voted out of office.
Well, now that's my next question, because I listened to you maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when you were talking to my colleague Jeff Katz in the afternoon, and I almost wrecked the car because I thought, wow, here's a former Democrat governor who sounds like he's taken the Democrat establishment to task here during an election year. And I know you've never been one to hold your tongue, and you're gonna let everybody have it. But what was the reaction to that scolding that you offered?
Well, it wasn't a scolding; it was an observation of fact. Because the reaction has been, no one has questioned my interest, my sincerity. When you looked at what happened in this election, Terry McAuliffe called for everybody to resign. Everybody. He called for Northam to resign. He called for the lieutenant governor to resign, Justin Fairfax, and he called for the attorney general to resign. And now he says, I'm going to run with this attorney general that I asked to resign. And he says, I want the endorsement of the governor that I asked to resign. And yet he ran against people who were of color, who had far more experience than he did when he ran for office the first time. But he's now saying, I'm coming back to provide bold leadership. Virginia needs bold leadership. Do they have it now? Are you condoning what has taken place, or are you condemning it? You can't have it both ways. Say so. Speak to the people. I'm not saying anything about where the people should vote, how they should vote. They should vote for what they need and vote for the people who propose to provide those needs. That's what I'm saying, and I have always done that. I think I'm going to try to do it a lot more.
Did you hear from Terry McAuliffe? I mean, if I were a former governor and somebody played back that tape, I think I would have picked up the phone and said, Governor Wilder, you and I need to have a talk if you're willing to. Did you hear from him?
I heard Terry McAuliffe called me prior to the primary and said that he looked forward to getting to me and with me to talk about why he wants to run and the reasons why I should support him. That call was way before the primary. Some years ago, I've not seen any record.
That's it? Nothing else?
I've never had a call from Terry McAuliffe after that.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm not asking for one. I'm not asking for one.
Right, right.
Nor am I saying that he should. But I'm answering your question.
Right. If you don't mind, can we take a quick break and I'll come back and ask you handicapping this race? All right. We just heard from Glenn Youngkin a little earlier live here on the program about his plan for what he would do starting day one if he is elected as governor of Virginia. And I may run some of those issues by Governor Wilder when we return in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA. 9:24, and we're back with former Virginia Governor Doug Wilder. And you know, Governor Wilder, you're not the only person who hasn't heard from Terry McAuliffe. I keep inviting him to come on the show, and I promised I'm not going to be ugly and I'll shut up and let him speak and not interrupt him. And he still won't come on. But I did have Glenn Youngkin today.
Let me clarify what I was saying.
Yes, sir.
He when you asked, had he called me, I was of the impression that you run, had he called me for my support. He did when he was running for office before, but I have not heard, he has not asked for my support. I have not met with him, nor has he called in that regard.
I see.
He has called to say that he was going to call to come by and to see me. I've not heard from him.
But good to be clear. I mean, I should say, have you heard from Glenn Youngkin? Different parties. I can't imagine that'd be a marriage.
I've heard from everybody else.
Okay.
I've heard from all the other candidates for the Democratic side as well as the Republican
side. Isn't that interesting?
I have.
Well, Glenn Youngkin was on with us this morning, and he said he's got this plan if he wins, the things that he wants to tackle, and one of them is a big tax cut related to the grocery tax. And since you've watched a lot of these races, how would you handicap this race? Is that smart for Glenn Youngkin to come out with
them? Well, as you know, the Wilder School did a poll, and we do our polls
right
on a regular basis, and we did one. We were in the field August 4th to August 15th, and we sampled 823 adults, and we had a margin of error of 5.23%, and we found that that poll reflected 40% for McAuliffe, 37% for Youngkin, which means it was clearly within the percentage of error, 5.2%. So 23% of the people were undecided or unwilling to vote for either candidate.
Hmm.
So I would think, and I've seen several other polls that have spoken in that regard, one of the Roanoke, pretty similar to ours, and another with a few points difference. But I can say to you, the Wilder poll, in my judgment, is pretty much on time.
Hmm.
And it's a race that could be won by either candidate.
Yeah. So both candidates have got to make sure they get their core voter out. And then do you think it's just a battle for the moderates in Virginia or the people who don't call themselves Republican or Democrat, or is there something different going on here?
I think it's a vote for the people to the extent of letting the voters know just what it is you are going to do and when you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've had an opportunity to speak to it, why haven't you done so? And if you're going to do so, when are you going to do it? Now, getting those voters out is one thing, but what is it going to do to energize those voters? There are different sectors of the state that people look to produce certain, what we would call the partisan aspects of the electorate. But I would concentrate, as I did when I ran for office at statewide elections, I would concentrate on all of the voters. I didn't have two different messages.
Hmm.
I spoke to all of the people. I went to every independent city and every town in Virginia, every county in Virginia. And it was really stressing. But I learned a lot. And what I learned was something I thought I always believed. That
right.
The people are always ahead of the government.
Well, that's
always ahead of those who elect. And
that,
they haven't stopped being that. And today, they are ahead. They want to hear about the issues.
I'm trying to get these guys to come on and talk to me. And I'm very thankful every time you're willing to come on and chat with us. And I know you
now,
spend some time with Jeff in the afternoon, and I appreciate it when you get up early and come on with us, too.
Did you say that McAuliffe won't come in and talk with you?
He hasn't yet, and we haven't heard from his folks, and I'm a little surprised by that because, you know, I hosted him when I first took over this show. I talked to him on the air a couple of times with the Ask the Governor show that you used to do, too, and I'm surprised he hasn't come on, but, yeah. Well, listen, I've got to go. I really do appreciate you coming on, Governor Wilder. Thank you.
Always good.
Yes, sir.
Always good, John, and we look forward to talking with you again. Take
care. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.